You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to episode 179 of the Giant Take podcast. My name is Josh and I'm joined by my friend and co-host Alex. We are here to give you some updates on training camp since our last episode on Monday. For right now, I just want to say that today is Thursday when we're recording this Thursday early afternoon. The Giants have off from practice, although they are doing walkthroughs and I believe some meetings with head coach Brian Daboll and talking with their blue and white design coordinated teams for their scrimmage at Giants Fan Fest, which should be occurring tomorrow. That'll be really exciting, especially because I don't remember Joe Judge and his coaching staff during Giants Fan Fest last year doing a scrimmage. I remember it was just individual drills, nothing except maybe there was a scrimmage at the end. I don't remember. But what I will say, because if you're listening to this on Friday, I will be at Fan Fest. I'm super excited for it. Whatever parking lot G that it is, the Justin Penick, Bobby Skinner, Talking Giants, LPG, Entertainer, collab event, 3 p.m. parking lot G. I feel like I'm one of the Talking Giants members. I'm like promoting the shit out of it when like I'm not even like part of the involvement of it.
Yeah, but John, I will. Boy Media needs to pay us, man. We give them so much promotion.
We do. But I will be there. I don't know if I'll be there right at 3, but I just want to say if you want to come and say hi, I'll be at parking lot G. Celebrating this live show with that they have, getting some free food from the Candlewick Diner, and I'll obviously be at FanFest as well, posting on the Giant Take social media. So super excited to go there. Also, some news that did the Giants even have training camp on Saturday, or are they off again? I don't know the schedule off the top of my head.
I don't think they have it on Saturday now.
So they're off again on Saturday then.
I believe, but you could double check. I unfortunately will not be at FanFest. It's a very devastating experience, a devastating situation. But I will be there next week with Josh to go to training camp, which will be exciting. But they really bummed that they are practicing on Saturday.
Yeah. They are off on Saturday, off. Okay. Like you said. And then, yeah, I will be going Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to Giants training camp with Alex on Monday and Tuesday. Definitely questionable with Alex on Sunday. Hopefully he joins all three.
Questionable. Questionable is a good way to put it. Well, I was trying to think like I'm on the injured reserve list. Hopefully they activate me off the IR this weekend and I'll be okay.
Well, remember with all your injuries, we have said that you've been on the IR list. So we can't really make that joke because you're not actually injured this time. So no. We can't really make the IR joke because we have done that in the past.
That's true. Okay, you're fair. Fair enough.
So maybe you're on the, what is this, the exempt?
The left exempt, contemplating retirement.
You're contemplating retirement from the Giant Take podcast. No, that is not the case. Alex will be here, but we'll be on the podcast. But yes, whatever. We'll be bringing you that content, okay? Just know that. The next week or so, there's going to be a lot of content there. With that being said, yeah, we just have some updates for you. We'll talk a little bit about the positions, and I guess with that being said, let's get right into it. And starting off with the Giants placing offensive tackle Matt Gano on the exempt left squad list that we just kind of made a joke about earlier, which makes a swing tackle now an issue. The list that he's on, the exempt list, left squad, whatever, is used for players who are contemplating retirement, which then opens up a spot on the roster without actually cutting the player. In this case, the player being Matt Gano. Alex and I talked about, if you want to get, again, our daily training camp recaps, you can go to the Giant Take YouTube channel that we've been uploading daily on there. And in that, we mentioned how Matt Gano, because Matt Gano's out, Josh Azudu and his North Carolina teammate, Marcus McKeithen, both Giants draft picks in the 2022 NFL draft, have been warming up and playing as swing tackles in the second team in replacement of Matt Gano. Both of them, obviously, true guards, I want to say, or Azudu at least, definitely a true guard. Did play a bit of tackle in college, but true guard, playing as a swing tackle because the Giants have no depth at that position. I'm going to stop talking now, and Alex can get his thoughts in.
So what I'd say about the tackle, swing tackle situation, swing tackle is not an issue until one of your main two guys goes down. So if Evan Neal or Andrew Thomas are unavailable to play for whatever reason it may be, then you got an issue. So I think you have to bring in a veteran tackle. You can't roll with just Azudu and McKeithen, and you can't roll with whatever other tackle, Roy Embedica from the NFL, whatever it's called, program. I forget.
No, the NFL International.
And I feel like there's a different name for it. But yeah, NFL International program, I guess you could say. Probably what it is. I'm just
there tripping, is no but. Way that guy is making the roster, by the way. He's just not fit for football yet. He hasn't played the sport.
Well, I think with that, you get extra roster spots, just like Sandra Platzgummer last season. He doesn't count as part of the 53. That's part of the program. So I could see him like sticking around, but I don't think he's going to be playing a lot. I agree with you. But Azudu, I'm not exactly happy with Azudu playing tackle. I think McKeithen, I'm happier with playing tackle. I think he has the potential to be a nice swing tackle if you can develop him at that position. But Azudu, I think you invested a high pick in him, or a relatively high pick in the third round, and I'd want to see him play guard, hopefully later in the season as he continues to develop. So I agree with you, Josh. It's not ideal, and hopefully after cuts, waiver claims, the Giants can bring someone in who's a little bit better or at least more experienced at the position. Speaking of a lack of experience at the position of offensive tackle, Evan Neal has certainly been struggling so far in training camp, as every offensive tackle rookie does. And I know some people are alarmists, I guess you can say. I'm not alarmed. Josh isn't alarmed. We talked about this for quite a bit in our, again, plug number two of our last training camp video on YouTube. Make sure to go check those out. All in a playlist. Very convenient. And but yeah, I think you got to just have patience. Like I said in the video, offensive tackle, besides quarterback and cornerback, is the hardest position to transition to in the NFL. I think cornerback is the toughest, followed by quarterback, followed by offensive tackle. I think it goes in that order, and I think many people would agree with me. And I think you got to be patient. We remember Andrew Thomas. Not only was he poor in training camp, he was poor throughout his entire rookie season. He even started his sophomore year slightly slow, and he really picked it up now, and now he's looking like one of the best tackles in the NFL. You got to at least give Evan Neal half a season to, you know, get his feet in, get his feet wet, understand what's going on, adapt to the NFL. As much as Alabama is a big, you know, prosperous, huge program, it's no NFL team.
Going to your earlier point with Josh Azudu, talked about in the video, plug three. I'm not a fan of it at all that Josh Azudu is getting the reps as a swing tackle. I understand it's the depth issue, and he kind of has to, but you would hope that your rookie gets his reps at the position that he's most used to, that he would play, you would hope, most likely in the NFL in regular season games, and that's at the guard position. So for him to get reps in training camp as a tackle and not a guard, it's just not good for his development, especially for a rookie who's just coming into an NFL system. And yeah, you would hope early he develops as a guard and not a tackle. It just doesn't make sense. And I can stop going on.
Well, it makes sense. It's just not ideal.
Yes, it's not ideal. And then going to your point with Evan Neal, Alex, yes, it's no cause for concern. Neal is prone to struggle. It's kind of like, I guess when we picked him, Giants fans just thought about it in a way that there's a chance this guy can come in and be a big boom player and be a number one, like day one, ready for the NFL starter. And that got into people's heads. And that chance just doesn't seem to be the case. And that's okay. But I think that Neal is going to be a very good player for this Giants team. I think he's going to be on this Giants team for a very long time. No reason to panic. It's going to take the guy some time to develop, and that's okay. That's what you're gonna see out of a rookie tackle. And then when he gets very good, we're going to say, wow. Remember when he was struggling in training camp? Look how much he's progressed since the start of the season, right? In August or in training camp. So that's my opinions on that there. Daniel Jones, I don't think we were here when he had the really bad day because we recorded the episode Sunday night, but Daniel Jones, really bad day on Monday. Just all around the offense was extremely poor. It was another win for the defense, and you were seeing all of the Tyrod Taylor starter, number one player on number one quarterback
Jimmy
on the Giants.
Jimmy Garoppolo trade.
Jimmy Garoppolo trade when cap room doesn't even make sense. It's happening no matter what. That's what we're seeing on Monday. Dreams were coming to fruition for Pat Leonard. But instead, we had Daniel Jones recovering extremely. The offense doing very, very well compared to Monday on Wednesday or yesterday when I'm recording this. So Jones bounced back on Tuesday, and then he even did better on Wednesday. If you want to see a couple of highlights, on the Giants YouTube channel, the Giants Twitter page, there are some catches with Jones to Galladay, all good throws and even better catches by Daniel Jones, which was pretty exceptional job by Galladay. Good for him. Finally having a good day. The guy they paid $72 million for. And then, yeah, Saquon's hitting holds. He's looking explosive. The David Sills army is definitely going strong. David Sills even had a press interview. I think that was yesterday. So good for Sills.
With the big boys.
Colin Johnson's looking good on the second team. Darius Slayton made catches the other day. Who am I? Oh, obviously, we know the standout right now. Wandell Robinson's always been looking good in camp. So, yes, the offense, the receivers, the running back, the quarterbacks, we had a couple. The first week was bad. It was bad offense. You really were seeing the defense outperform them. But the past couple of days, you're seeing some standouts on offense, and it's good. It's exciting stuff. And that's not slowing down the defense. They're still doing their job. We're still seeing Aaron Robinson look good out there. Adoree Jackson's having his time playing on the field pretty well. Who else is standing out, Alex? Dane Belton before he unfortunately got the broken collarbone. Dexter Lawrence has had some pretty good days. Is there anyone else that I'm missing on this defense?
Dexter Lawrence is. You said Darnay Holmes, right? You said
Darnay Holmes. Nope.
Darnay Holmes is, well, the main guy, really, Darnay Holmes. He's had countless turnovers now. He's been looking good. Aaron Robinson's been solid. I think you said his name, right? Maybe not. I don't know who you're saying. I wasn't really paying attention to you. I'm sorry.
I said Aaron Robinson has had a couple days where he stood out. Same thing with Adoree Jackson. He's made some key plays. I know he got burnt by Kadarius Toney in a clip on a deep route. But on those one-on-ones, one-on-ones.
Martinez has looked fresh.
Yeah, from the injury. On one-on-ones, that's something to definitely note too. Put that out there. When you're running ones, wide receivers are always the ones with the advantage. There's like the cornerback is always the one at the disadvantaged.
Other routes. There's no safeties. There's no linebackers. There's no anything. You know, it's not the same thing. Yeah,
and it's even just like the way they're lined up. They're lined up the opposite way of the wide receiver. So first of all, they're opposite of the wide receiver. So the wide receiver does their route. The cornerback has to make sure, or whoever's running the ones, it's cornerbacks. They have to turn their body in time, be able to keep speed with the wide receiver, with whatever route they do, and read the ball. And they just have to do well in their rep. And it's always an advantage to the wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you saw this clip, Josh. You know, the Ravens did their version of Fan Fest, I guess, whatever you want to call it. They called it like Fan Night or something. And basically, Kyle Hamilton, I'm assuming you remember him from the draft, got absolutely burnt in a one-on-one against an undrafted wide receiver. And everyone was losing their goddamn minds. And people started to, you know, say, like, he's a safety, number one. So one-on-one against a wide receiver is never going to be good. And number two, it's a one-on-one. He's not used to playing one-on-one. It doesn't show that he's a bad player or anything. Like, it doesn't say anything about him, really. And I know people are, like, losing their minds about that, too. So I think, yeah, you're totally right. Those one-on-one drills are definitely tough. Even O-line versus D-line, right? For a defensive lineman, it's such a huge advantage against an offensive lineman when you're doing one-on-ones. So it's similar in all aspects there. I completely agree with you. And it definitely is something that needs to be noted when people kind of go crazy over those things. Going back to, I guess, some injuries, right? You talked about some of the injuries that have happened. So Antonio Williams has been out with an injury. Ricky Seals-Jones has been out multiple days with an injury. Robert Foster had to get carted off. And Dane Belton, like you mentioned, also injured, broken collarbone, hoping to return before the start of the regular season. And John Feliciano, like we mentioned in the last few videos on the Giant Take YouTube channel, I also believe we mentioned it in our last episode.
Yeah,
was dealing with heat exhaustion. Oh my God, why can't I say that word? Josh, can you say the word for me?
Because John Feliciano has been dealing with heat exhaustion issues, which has been keeping him out of training camp, but he was with trainers, I want to say, on Tuesday, working on the sideline and not participating really in individual drills or 11-on-11 team drills. But Wednesday, he came back fully doing the individual and team drills. And with that, I will send it back to Alex, who couldn't pronounce a single word.
And Alex needs a speech therapist because he needs some help, clearly. So I'm going to move on swiftly from that because that was embarrassing. Let's talk about some, I guess, 1v1s, but not really 1v1s when it's all said and done. They're all kind of out there. But Kayvon Thibodeau versus Evan Neal, and also Kayvon Thibodeau versus Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas versus, or Evan Neal versus O'Shane Zimenez. We saw a lot of those, but it was a lot of fun. Thibodeau and Evan Neal were really going at it. I would say neither really won in the multiple clips we saw of them going at it. Andrew Thomas devoured Kayvon Thibodeau, it seemed like, at times. So he definitely won that battle. The experience there really helped out. And O'Shane Zimenez got the better of Evan Neal multiple times, actually, funny enough. So that's kind of a quick recap talking about those guys there. And it was a lot of fun seeing all those clips of all those guys going at it. And hopefully it just makes each of them better.
Yeah, and yeah, I just wanted to say that Kayvon Thibodeau versus Andrew Thomas have been one of the many highlights, but one of my top three, at least, if I were to like rank it, things that I've enjoyed watching so far in training camp. I mean, having your young offensive tackle going up against your rookie first round pick, that's just fun to watch, obviously, and fun to hear about and fun to read about. So that's definitely been one of my top three moments. So super cool there. And you mentioned the one-on-ones because, John, I mean, it wasn't individual drills when John Feliciano did participate and ended up doing pretty well in some of them. So he had a good day when he came back on Wednesday. I wanted to put that in there as well. It wasn't like he came back and sucked. He did pretty well in his comeback. So hopefully he'll be able to take the reins back in 11-on-11 drills of starting center. But don't forget about Shane Lemieux because he did well when stepping in. Jameel Douglas, completely forget about him. Don't ever play center. But Shane Lemieux did well there. So definitely keeping him in the back of your mind for that center role is a good thing because he did good there. Now going on to some bad news, which is injuries with this Giants team. Some guys that have been missing practices, especially
missed. I already talked about that.
You talked about all of them?
Yeah, I talked about all of them. You're not listening to me now either.
You did not. You mentioned Williams, Jones, Foster, and Belton.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not listening to me, Josh. You guys aren't listening to me. We're not listening to each other now. This is turning into a mad show.
So, I mean, I guess for the final piece of, like, real news we have is Jordan Ron on ESPN Reporter talked about what's going to be happening at FanFest, what it seems like. Well, he said today, basically, no open practice for the Giants. Sounds like FanFest on Friday night at MetLife will have some kind of scrimmage with some coaches and coordinators upstairs in the booth to prepare for games. And I feel like that it's a good thing to do because, you know, what they're practicing, I bet you it's players under pressure with the fans being loud, right? That's probably what they're practicing, game time situations when MetLife Stadium is filled up and how they're going to deal with the noise and blocking it out. I'm excited for that. The scrimmage part, and we're not going to have no filming signs happening, so we'll be free to do that. All the Giants fans, I'm sure, will be posting the same things online, but it'll be fun, and I'm excited for that.
So I have a question for you. I'm going to answer it myself, and then you're going to answer it too. Who are you most, before we end the show, obviously, who are you most excited about watching at training camp on offense and on defense, one from each, next week at training camp and also at FanFest? I'll do my offense first. I'm excited to see if this Richie James hype is as true in real life as everyone's been talking about it at camp. Does he look as crisp as everyone is saying? So that's who I really like, or I really want to see on offense. Who are you excited to see on offense?
Well, Alex, if you remember when I went to training camp last time, guess who had an off day? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't think you remember. Kadarius Toney had an off day when I went. So for me, I know it's boring because I'm also going wide receiver, but it was one of the only people I didn't see on the field. So I'm going to say for offense, I'm going Kadarius Toney. And then I guess I'll throw back to you for the defensive guy you're interested in watching.
Defensive guy, Micah McFadden. That's who I'm excited to see. I want to see, is he going to fit into Wink's scheme as well as we think he is? What's he looking like in camp? I haven't heard a lot of people talking about him, so I really want to see what he's up to.
Defense for me, it's my favorite player on the Giants, so I have to say it. I didn't really see him making any plays. Hopefully we'll get some more padded scrimmages. I don't know if Alex knows who's coming, but I assume he does. It's X number 29, Xavier McKinney, safety for the New York Giants. I'm hoping to see that he makes some plays in training camp. I'll definitely be watching him closely. And as much as I'm liking the Darian Beavers talk and him, you know, yeah, I am liking the Darian Beavers talk. He kind of gave me a look here over the screen.
Damn. You get the joke?
Oh my God.
You get the joke? I'm hilarious. Your dad, when he listens to this, is going to love that joke.
Your father humor is
your dad jokes. Your dad is going to be loving that joke. I know he's cackling right now.
Oh my goodness. All right. Anyway, Xavier McKinney on defense, Kadarius Toney on offense, Alex, Richie James on offense, Micah McFadden on defense. We'll be here again probably early next week recapping FanFest. I don't know if we'll wait. We'll figure it out, but you'll definitely have an episode next week. We'll be talking about training camp. We'll be talking about FanFest, giving you our insider look of those couple of things there. Some stuff you can do to help support us. We would really appreciate it. Subscribe here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the podcast. You can also find out more places to listen on shippingstudios.com/agiantake. We are on Twitter at the Giant Take Pod, as well as TikTok by the same username, Instagram and Facebook by the username, the Giant Take. That's it, the Giant Take, right? Podcast. And then Alex on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. Basically everything I said here, you can find that in the podcast notes if you want to check that out. And with that being said, stay tuned for your daily training camp content here on our social media channels and on the Giant Take YouTube channel. Alex?
Thank you everyone for listening to today's episode, and we'll see you all next time with some more training camp news and updates.